Christina Moore got into disaster relief management out of necessity. After Tropical Storm Irene devastated Halifax, Vermont, where she lives, Moore discovered that there wasn't any computer software that helped communities manage the mountains of paperwork that followed disasters. So Moore developed a software program to do that. Moore is now in Puerto Rico, where her company will be managing all of the federal disaster recovery grants that will be flowing into the hurricane-ravaged island. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Christina Moore has been working with computer programming most of her life, but she says in the days following Tropical Storm Irene, back in 2011, she didn't immediately see a need to start writing code.
Like so many other people who go through a natural disaster, my focus was on my own life and my neighbors and my community.
But then the rebuilding started. And while FEMA did its part to help, there were still plenty of questions and lots of anxiety among the people in Halifax over navigating the federal bureaucracy.
It wasn't until probably a year later that I understood that there were no other tools out there that supported these kind of functions, that applicants were basically left to their own devices in following these very complicated federal rules.
So a few years after Irene, Moore released her software program that guides individuals and communities through the federal grant process. The program identifies when there are pieces missing, and it makes sure that when the applications hit the desks at FEMA, that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Ultimately, she says, the program makes sure disaster relief gets into the hands of the people who need it as quickly as possible.
There's a secondary disaster that follows these things, where lives are not devastated by the rain and the destruction of buildings and property. They're devastated by financial fallout. And so if Puerto Rico doesn't manage the federal dollars very well, they are at risk of having the U.S. federal government take some of this money back. And our tool prevents that secondary disaster.
Moore's been in San Juan for a few weeks. She says the island was hit hard by Hurricane Maria, and so she's eager to do what she can to help.
Everything has destruction on it. Every treetop, every palm top is just removed. Wires are down everywhere. There's debris everywhere. The new buildings weathered the storm terrifically well. And those that were more than a couple of decades old, you know, they have no windows. They have no roofs.
Moore's company, Storm Petrel, will be managing 100% of the federal disaster recovery grants. She says the work in Puerto Rico will probably take 5 years, and she's hiring 3 new computer programmers to help out. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.